man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show here on February 22nd, 2023. I'm James Kelso, your host for 1 hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the show is live, and you're always invited to participate at our phone number, 512-248-8252. And last night when we closed the show with James there in Vancouver, I said, well, let's see what the next 24 hours bring us of thrills and spills and excitement from the Trump phenomenon, not this show, the actual Trump phenomenon, the man himself, and he is a phenomenon. Very easy to find a name for this show. Well, he didn't disappoint. Today, February 22nd, he traveled to Palestine, Ohio, East Palestine, Ohio, and visited with the people there, who it turns out, you may have noticed this if you saw any of the tape of the president's reception, they are Trump supporters. That's Trump country out in East Palestine. I think I got a little too close to my microphone there. Got a little clipping backup, Kelso. So he was there, and his, you know, there's an amazing thing about Donald Trump. Out of office, you think of most presidents, or I guess every other president, when they leave office, they don't retain the trappings, the glory of being president of the United States. They simply have not in our history been as large a figure as Donald John Trump. But Donald John Trump, because of his, you know, unlike any politicians, because of his immense accomplishment as a productive worker, a creator, he has airplanes, he has helicopters, he has locations all around the country and all around the world. He has many employees, much security. He has the resources to get things done. Even as a former president, he seems more, you know, what word should I use? Magnificent, more regal, more presidential, more glorious than the current. Well, that's not saying much, is it? The guy who fell down the stairs today on his departure from Poland. But he has all of this presidential quality about him. Anyway, so today was such a day. He took his team on no notice to East Palestine, Ohio, which is right there where Ohio touches Pennsylvania. And as I said, that's Trump country. I think I heard somewhere that particular county voted 70% for Donald Trump. You're never going to see an election where 100% of the people in the county vote for anybody exclusively, but 70%, that's about as high as you get. That's what it's like out here, and this is Trump country in North Dakota. But East Palestine is Trump country. So that's the way it looked as the president's motorcade moved through what looked like a light rain, a drizzle maybe, and which only accentuated the fact that all those people with all those Trump banners and all those wonderful messages on their banners, like Trump won, and Save America. And there were wonderful flags. How about these that were flying along the motorcade? Let's go, Brandon. You know, all those great flags. Who was ever, Ronald Reagan was, he was an interesting guy. Did anybody ever come up with a whole line of flags with Ronald Reagan as the centerpiece? No, of course not. And so there's nothing like, he is the phenomenon. He's unlike anything any of us have ever seen in our life. However long you may live, I don't think you'll ever witness someone, you'll ever experience someone like Donald Trump. I don't think I'm being too much of a groupie here to say that. I think you'll experience future men in politics and women who are impressive, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's impressive. She's fantastic. And Lauren Boebert and Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. These are all impressive people. They're not Donald Trump. They would be the first to tell you, please don't put me in Donald Trump's shoes. I will be very uncomfortable in Donald Trump's shoes. I can't fill those shoes. So this is something, what do they say in Latin? Any of you attorneys out there or you Latin scholars, even better. This is sui generis. Do I remember that correctly? Sui generis? It means unique, unlike anything else. It's its own kind of thing, the Trump phenomenon. And amazingly, it has a lasting value. It's not just a memory in our rearview mirror for all of us. This started in 2015. We're in 2023. We're all growing old together. And all under the umbrella of the Trump phenomenon. And it looks as if, now this will be maybe one of the themes of tonight's show, it looks as if the Trump phenomenon will once again occupy the Oval Office. And the president puts up a message on his hugely, hugely successful TruthSocial.com today on the huge effort by the commie rat people to steal the election again. And they're using dark money as one of their daggers that they're sticking through the heart of America. So we'll talk about that a little bit. The dark money, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars, that is being enlisted to, with only one purpose, stop Trump, defeat Trump, indict Trump, disable Trump, smear Trump, lie about Trump, wage lawfare against Trump, lie about Trump, hurt Trump's family, hurt Trump's businesses, bankrupt Trump. Name everything bad you could do to somebody, and then you can add some things they haven't done yet, but I'm sure they want to do them. So he was in East Palestine, and we'll play a little bit of the audio. Donald Trump there, the crowds going wild, loving the president. As I say, the banners were the most, you didn't see anything saying we love Biden, or, you know, go Democrat Party, or no. And these, who are these people in East Palestine, Ohio? I've never been there, but I've driven up across that border between Ohio and Pennsylvania. That's working folk country. That's blue collar America. And those are the people who used to vote Democrat back when, in the days of Harry Truman or Adlai Stevenson, or think back to some of those Democrat figures of yesteryear, even the day of John Kennedy. They used to vote Democrat. And then took a few years, but they realized that the Democrat Party had been taken over by the Communist Party USA. It has been hollowed out from the inside, and it is controlled by people like the president. We'll talk about this person in tonight's show. We'll read what he had to say about Eric Swalwell. What is Eric Swalwell? He's a commie rat bastard. That's what he is. He is a communist, like his buddy Schiff. Nancy Pelosi is cut from the same cloth. Chuck Schumer. What is Chuck Schumer? Chuck Schumer is a communist. He doesn't hark back to Harry Truman. He harks back to nothing in that era at all. Well, anyway, they woke up to this, the blue-collar America, and they became Trump supporters and MAGA supporters. So this is an interesting inversion that has occurred. The Republican Party, which you at one time long ago used to be thought of as representing wealthier people, an upper class kind of group, that opposed by the Democrat Party, which supposedly represented the people, workers, lower income. That's all inverted. The fat cats are actually now, and this is that group I just referred to, the dark money. These are the billionaires. They, with the exception of Elon Musk, they're lined up for the Democrat Party. I do not have an answer as to how or why that happened. That just would, at the tip of my tongue. I could think about it, but I don't have the answer. Why did all the money go to the Democrat rats? And they kind of more represent, what do they represent? They represent the deep state. They represent the media, and then their public. What is their public? Their public is, first of all, fake ballots. Their public is a lie. The people that show up in their polling are imaginary, many of them. In those suppression polls, they call them suppression polls. They're completely lying, saying that, well, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to win. Hillary Clinton is certain to win. The odds that Hillary Clinton will win, the New York Times told us on the morning of the 2016 election, the odds that Hillary Clinton will win are 100%. Might have been 98%, something like that, but effectively 100%. Donald Trump didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being the president at the end of the day. And did you see them, the Democrats, like a snowball melting in hell, going through their meltdown that evening when we found out that even with the cheating, which they didn't have sufficiently organized. They weren't mobilized. They so believed their own, they were smoking their own stuff, and they believed themselves. So they didn't mobilize their fake votes system adequately. Donald Trump, there's nothing they could do with it. Donald Trump kept winning. He kept won in Florida. He won in Pennsylvania. He won in Arizona, and he won big over Hillary. Now by 2020, they had mobilized, they knew better, and they had mobilized their fake voting system, which this is the fear. We have a couple of fears going into 2024. One of them, thing that just wrecks my whole day every time is World War III. The next hazard is the stolen election. And the Democrats, they purpose to permanently steal the election, and which is what happens. If you manage to rig the system in such a way that you get your people elected, this is happening right now. This is why we have an open border. This is why we have a wrecking ball smashing apart the U.S. Constitution. They captured the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Bing, bang, boom. And one thing they do when they, this is how communists have always behaved, once they get into the halls of power, they get their greasy hands on the levers of power. They make sure that their hands never come off the levers. What do they say about elections in communist countries? One man, one vote, one time. Ah, there's the key right there. One man, one vote. That's a fraud there. They don't actually believe in that. But if they do get the fake votes, it's one time only. And then it's sayonara, adios, goodbye elections. And Donald Trump has mentioned this several times. He is very clear. We're talking about last chances here, like World War III. What sort of recovery do you have after World War III? You know, as bad as the Civil War was, the South actually recovered. The Southern people recovered from that incredibly murderous war. They recovered. They healed. They fixed everything. It got smashed. They raised another population. But after World War III, you don't do that. You know, how many of us have been through a World War III nuclear war? It may actually be as horrible as we imagine it to be. It may be actually considerably more horrible than we know. When's the last time you had radiation poisoning, etc.? We can only imagine how horrible it would be. All right, let's go to some of the news here that might inspire you to call in and talk about some of this stuff. Here's the president on Truth Social. And once again, true to form, this is something we can expect now. He is going wild on Truth Social. And it appears, you know, even though Facebook has said you can come back, Twitter has said you can come back, all of the communist outfits, and I don't want to call Twitter a communist outfit now that this great hero, Elon Musk, has purchased it. I mean, this is one of the, talk about sui generis. You're not going to see this happen again. You're not going to see a guy with $200 billion of loose change in his pocket buy, he paid, what was it, $44 billion? $44 billion? Can you imagine the deal, as Donald Trump would say, when they struck that deal? I don't know who he was negotiating with, Elon Musk, but somebody owned it. They must have signed the paper, put their name on the dotted line. This is now, we are transferring this to your control, Mr. Musk. And then would you please sign your check made out to us, whoever they were, for $44 billion. You're going to see that once in your lifetime. We'll be right back after this break. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. Here on this Wednesday night. Okay, let me give you a few of these. The theme I was going on about was that Donald Trump appears to be putting a lot of his chips down on truthsocial.com. He appears to be committed to that. That's not crucial one way or the other. It just looks like that's the way that's the call that he's making. Rather than returning to Twitter, Facebook and others, he's withholding his posting. He has said, well, look, my stuff gets posted on those social networks anyway. I don't have to post it. I don't have to be a member. And what he realizes correctly is that there is a drawing power, as I said, sui generis. He's unique. He has drawing power. He sold it in East Palestine today. Palestine, sorry. And I don't know the etymology of that name, how it was derived, and the local pronunciation. He's unique. So people come to Truth Social, and they come knowing that if it's public knowledge, that if you want to hear and see Donald Trump live in person immediately, with no filter, you need to go to truthsocial.com. And that has huge power. Now, we'll show in a post that the president put up today is that the traffic for Truth Social is skyrocketing. It's, I think, completed its first year, 1 year, and it's a big success. So this strategy by the president appears to be working out fine. Let's go to that post now. I'll read that one before I... I wish I could actually lay out the president's posts in a big giant board, a giant board like a school blackboard of all the posts that the president puts out in a single day, so I could view them all at once. I have to scroll through so many posts. I'm going to do that right now. I've got to scroll back up. Where is it? President's post. I'll go all the way back to the beginning. And then you always have to hit refresh when you do this. And because he might have put something up in the last matter of seconds. Okay, here's his most recent post is in East Palestine. We'll get to that. Here is the post I'm referring to. He says, this is an article. Let me find the article here. Here it is. This is published at the DC Inquirer, spelled with an E, and it's linked by the president. Not that important as the article itself. Not many people would see it, but the president has linked to it, so millions are looking at it now. Exclusive. Amid Truth Social's 233% increase in traffic, digital advertising proves successful on one-year anniversary. That's the headline at the DC Inquirer. And they say, as today marks President's Day and the one-year anniversary of the launch of 45th President Donald Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, going live on the App Store, the company's digital advertising campaign to displace big tech's stranglehold has become a massive success. This is not a press release from Donald Trump. This is an independent journal. That's their appraisal. Truth Social was created by the Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTC, and is the only social media platform used by Trump, explaining their record traffic. In an exclusive DC Inquirer interview with Trump Media and Technology Group, they urged anyone who wants to advertise to real people as opposed to bots on a free and open platform to start with Truth Social. And quoting them, whoever they are, I'm assuming this is the key staff at Truth Social. Truth Social and Rumble are charting the future of the parallel internet. That's what you're on right now, by the way. You're listening to a show on the parallel internet, where small businesses and content creators can thrive without big tech. We encourage anyone who wants to advertise to real people, and so on, as I quoted. The site's success is hard to lie about, even for the fake news media. The far-left New York Times itself has admitted Trump's social media success, dubbing Truth Social a, quote, this is quoting the New York Slime. What does Donald Trump say? The failing New York Times, quote, a vibrant ecosystem brimming with activity, unquote. Wow, they must have choked on that one in the editor's office. On August 23rd, 2022, the chief executive of TMTG, Devin Nunes, announced an agreement with the video sharing platform Rumble to support advertisements via Rumble ads on Truth Social. Now remember, Donald Trump owns 80% of Truth Social. Very important. Rumble, a pro-Trump video streaming service, earns about $15 million to $25 million per year, according to something called SimilarWeb. That must be a rating service. Quote, by partnering with Rumble Ads, Truth Social is poised to displace the big tech platforms as a superior venue for businesses to connect with an extraordinarily engaged audience of millions of real people, Nunes said. This is exciting. In January alone of this year, Truth Social received a record 22.7 million page visits, according to Semrush, a tool that researches websites. Then they go through more numbers here, but the recent increase is by a whopping 233.9%. And in September last year, thanks to Truth Social's thanks to Truth Social's massive success, Forbes added Trump back onto their Forbes 400 list of the 400 richest people in the United States. According to Forbes, Trump Media and Technology Group, that's Truth Social, is now Trump's, quote, single most valuable asset. Now, that's remarkable, considering some of the hugely valuable assets that Donald Trump owns. Trump owns 80% of the company, which is 73 million shares at the then price when the Forbes article came out of $25 a share. I have no idea what they are tonight. Worth over $1.8 billion. And here, quoting Forbes again, make no mistake, and Forbes is no lover of Donald Trump, Trump is extremely rich. In fact, the former president climbed back onto the Forbes 400 this year after dropping off 12 months ago, with his estimated net worth jumping from $2.5 billion to $3.2 billion. So that's, you know, that's pretty good to go up $700 million in 1 year. When's the last time that happened to you? Forbes reported. And now, imagine the gamut that Trump has had to run. Apple wouldn't list him. Google wouldn't list him. They were trying to shut him down. They were trying to prevent the baby from even getting out of the cradle. But all of that failed through the persistence of one man. So now, you know, we'll mix our metaphors here. The horse is out of the barn. Trump is on the track, and he's giving his horse his head. So the look out. And you can expect Trump, the businessman, the innovator, the creator, the genius, you can expect him to try things and do things that are just amazingly innovative at Truth Social. So this is an exciting thing, and it helps, you know, when the president was correctly identifying as he sui generis, he uniquely identified the press, the media, big tech as the enemy of our people. He was saying somebody needs to create something truthful for a social platform. And as so often happens with geniuses and leaders at the front, Donald Trump would say, well, you know, I kept asking for it. I kept looking around. Nobody did it. I had to do it myself. He did. He created this thing, this magnificent thing. All right, let's go back to it. All that praise was from the New York Times and Forbes. Let's go back to Truth Social. And here's a post he put up today. A new poll, that surveyed 94,000 votes. And in this poll, Donald Trump, If the 2024 GOP primary were held today, who would you vote for? Well, I know in this audience, those of you listening to me now, the vote would be, come on, please tell me it would be 100% Donald Trump. No? Is there somebody who would vote for somebody else? Well, bless your heart. But it would be really high in this audience. It would be more than 90%, I surmise. But anyway, in this poll, 94,000 people, Donald Trump got 60% of the votes. Ron DeSantis, also known as Ron DeSanctimonious, got 31% of the vote, half the vote that Trump got. Nikki Haley, let me remember her name. Come on, I can do it. Okay. Rendawa, okay, that's the last name, Rendawa. What's the first name? I forgot. I'm confusing it with another lady on TV with a weird name. Nimrata Rendawa. She got 3%. And everybody else got 6%. So, and the president keeps putting these polls up to verify, to connect everybody, let everybody know this man is in the lead. He's on his charger at the head of our troops. Donald Trump says, here's a post he puts up, truth is hot. Up almost 300%. And then here's the president talking today in East Palestine.
To the people of East Palestine and to the nearby communities in Ohio and Pennsylvania, we have told you loud and clear, you are not forgotten. You are not forgotten. We stand with you, we pray for you, and we will stay with you in your fight to help answer and the accountability that you deserve. We'll have that accountability. It'll all be out there very clearly.
Okay, now what happened in East Palestine today? This was not, and the president.
On the next episode of Power.
Oops, that was me. Audio goof. What the president did today, showing perfect touch, is he didn't make a political speech. He didn't make a political speech. What he did today that was a bullseye, a hole in one, is he went with a message that the MAGA movement, the real American movement, is with the real American people. I'm here. I flew my plane out here. I've got trucks. He has 18-wheeler trucks driving from all over the country delivering supplies to East Palestine. But I care about, I love our people. I love you, he was saying, by being there. And that was the message. The medium was the message. His being there was the message. And the people loved it. And making a political pitch at that time, that wasn't the right time to do that. Showing perfect judgment. So he hit that one out of the park. And what he did, he delivered truckloads of Trump water. That's right. Donald Trump is everywhere. So, yes, if you want to drink water, Donald Trump will sell you Trump water. I wish I had some. And all the people that got Trump water, I'll tell you, if you're in East Palestine, how do they call themselves? Palestinian? If you're an East Palestinian or an East Palestinian, you're not going to drink your Trump water. You're going to put it up on in the China cabinet so everybody can see your bottle of Trump water. And I want to get to a good post. And this is just a classic Trump post. Again, I have the problem. I'm going through all these posts. He's got a post here of Joe Biden falling down. He fell on the stairs of Air Force One in Poland. What a disgrace that Joe Biden had to travel from Poland to Kiev by train, a 20-hour trip by train. What a humiliation. What a lowering of the United States that our president, who's not in East Palestine, he's not caring, he's not giving a rat's ass about our people. We're not his people. He hates us. And who's saying that, by the way? Not Kelso on the radio, loudmouth with wild hairdo, loudmouth. No. Donald Trump is saying, they hate you. He said that. The Democrats, the media, the Uniparty, they hate us. That's why they didn't show up in East Palestine. And that's why they went to Palestine. Oh, and get this latest, you can't make it up thing from these communists. They're the $200 billion that they've allocated for Ukraine includes paying out the pensions. Yes, paying out the pensions of Ukrainians. Let's welcome James to the show here. James in Vancouver, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. That's a brilliant strategy, bringing that water and supplies to the people of East Palestine or Palestine. Good job.
Yeah, and he kept it low key. You know, he let it be magnificent, and not a rah-rah thing.
Yeah, he is indicating that the people come first and their feelings. And
right.
They got no time for political BS at this point.
Yeah, and again, also, just relate to those of you out there who didn't see it, and you can, one of the things that's true of true geniuses, like the greatest people in any field, the best home run hitter ever, the best, you name it, the best everything, the best artist, they always say about the greatest people? They make it look what? Easy.
Easy.
They make it look easy.
Can I make one more point? One more point? And I bet Trump paid for all the water and the goodies.
Oh, yes. Out of his own pocket.
Right.
Yeah. And no discussion of how much it cost him. Just
right.
Quietly. 18-wheelers are driving right now as we speak. 18-wheelers are driving or on the road to East Palestine right now with truckloads. And Donald Trump just quietly said, this is what I'm saying. This is the brilliance here. He made it look easy. Just in an understated tone, not raising his voice, not waving his arms. He said, we've got semi-tractor trailers coming from Trump properties all over the country. They emptied their warehouses. They emptied out their larder of, their water and everything else, and they're sending it to East Palestine. And he's got all this whole network of Trump enterprises organized, and he gave credit to Don Jr. Don Jr. was instrumental in getting all of this done. And the but he did it in an understatement.
If this vinyl chloride gets into the water table of the Ohio River Valley, we're in a hell of a state, you see. And the people, this is heartland, right? So
go ahead. Yeah, and I mean, think of the cities that are downstream on the Ohio.
Yep.
That would include, I think, Cincinnati. I'm not sure the exact.
All the way over to the Mississippi River, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky. West Virginia, I'm looking at it. I bet even down to Tennessee.
Wait a minute.
There's water.
Come to think of it. Yeah, the Tennessee River flows into the Ohio, at least it wouldn't go upstream. But come to think of it, the Ohio joins the Mississippi at Cairo, Illinois, and then goes all the way down past St. Louis, all the way through the heartland of America, all the way through MAGA country. You know, the red states, if you look at the map of the red states, which, by the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene just advocated, she urged as just an idea. She said, we need a divorce. We need a national divorce of the red states. You know, we have in what do they say in court? They have irreconcilable differences. Yeah. They can't be. And I agree. They can't be worked out. There's no kumbaya. Let's all hold hands and jump off the cliff together. No, no. Let's let go of those SOBs. Let them jump off the cliff and let's get the hell out of there. The red states separating from the blue states, and we can have our normal American life here. And you mentioned the Mississippi Valley. Yes, all the way up and down the Mississippi Valley from North Dakota up here. The Missouri flows through North Dakota, and then the Missouri joins the Mississippi. This is the whole heartland of America, all the way down to Louisiana and Texas. All these great flyover states like this one, North Dakota, and all those.
It was obviously an inside job. The deep state pulled this off. There's no way that it was an accident. This is ridiculous. When you burn vinyl chloride in the air, I don't know if I said it on your show, you burn vinyl chloride in the air, you're going to get phosgene. Not only dioxin. People are talking about dioxin, but what's killing people up front is the phosgene. Right? And no one's talking about the phosgene hardly.
Yeah, phosgene was the killer gas in World War One.
Yeah, right.
And the, and by the way, was talking tonight? One of our heroes, I heard him talking in my media viewing today, that he was saying, we're going to get who, here's one of the questions of the hour. Who the hell decided to burn this vinyl chloride and other chemicals? That train was full of all kinds of other chemicals.
And that's not the way you do it.
If you want to get it in the air.
On the ground, absorb
get it in the water, get it in the air.
Something. Right, yeah, not that, in the air. No. They did it on purpose. Somebody said, go ahead and do it. But then, you know, they got the nudge from up above.
Well, this remains to be seen. But I think it's certainly we better check it out. They're trying to put it on the fire captain in this little town of 4,000 souls. Can you imagine how small the fire department is in a town of 4,000? I mean, that's almost at the level of volunteer fire. They can't even afford a paid fire department, but they probably have a little dinky paid fire department with a very junior fire captain running it, and they're trying to pin it on this guy. I don't think some guy at that level would make a decision or make a call like that. So yeah, I agree with you, James.
How many years is it going to take to clean this up? I mean, who's going to drink milk from cows in the Ohio Valley or anywhere that water table is?
My goodness.
It's poisoning the whole one half of the United States if that water goes all the way down to Texas and Louisiana, you see. And then all the other crops and things like that. I mean, this is a terrorist sabotage activity of the highest order. And then the land speculators come in. People will leave their homes, and then the speculators take it all, buy it for 5 cents on the dollar. This is a mean trick. Somebody should be shot for this.
Yeah, folks, James is way James in Vancouver is way ahead of James Kelso. I think you're seeing things. I didn't grasp that. You're right.
This is a George Soros job.
This is like
to that SOB. I'm related to that guy. I know exactly how he thinks. He thinks like revenge. That's what the way he thinks. This guy.
Yeah. Right? And he's especially dangerous right now because if you saw him in his recent appearances, George Soros has clearly got, months left to live. I mean, he is truly feeble.
Unhinged.
He's unhinged. His health is really bad. So watch out for this guy who may, he's in those last moments where you're right, the revenge thinking of, if I'm going, You're all going with
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Let's have a World War III.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now cynical people are going to come along and say, oh, Donald Trump's just doing it for the votes. He's just doing it for the, you know what I mean? You know, the callers, right? Oh, no, Donald Trump is the blah, 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 you see?
Yeah, now
you
stay
know what
with
I mean?
Me, James. Stay with me through the break, and we'll be right back, folks.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, with James in Vancouver, and let me read you an item here. This is something the president, a message put out by the president today, February 22nd, and it's addressed to you. And here's what he has to say. There are many messages every day. So, but here's one of those messages. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Little respected Representative Eric Swalwell was just kicked off the Intelligence Committee for reasons of, in quote, integrity and lack of intelligence, unquote. And for having the poor judgment of dating and falling desperately in love with a Chinese spy. Fang Fang. Can you believe it? That was her actual name. Fang Fang Fang. F-A-N-G. Who's honey
for
net.
That double name thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's something out of a sci-fi movie. You know, the villain is in love with Fang Fang.
Yeah.
Ooh. And remember, she's a Chinese spy, folks. You know, at her Chinese spy school in China, you don't think they had courses on how to, you know, how do you say this politely? Spread your legs. Of course, they had courses on that, and other services.
They have courses on sodomy too. I mean,
yeah,
I mean, what do you call it? Not that, but I'm talking about whip. What's that called? Yeah, that guy, exactly. Yeah, Marquis de Sade, sodomy.
When their honey net, folks, their honey net spies that they put, and they're all over. There are probably thousands of them working at any moment.
Yeah.
These are working girls, and they and guys too. I'm sure they have guys who do the same thing in maybe even more perverse. Well, Dianne Feinstein, her driver, was it Feinstein or Pelosi? It was Feinstein. Her driver for like 20 years was a Chinese spy. So he was probably providing unusual services for Miss Diane.
In Hong Kong, they call it extra service.
Extra services.
You know,
and you don't think those guys are trained? You know?
James. I'll get back to you. Thank you.
Kind of an unseemly topic to end the show on here, but just imagine what it's like at Fang Fang School in China. And we'll continue this story tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now, folks.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Speed like deeper. Don't stop believing.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.